From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin, talking with Dick Marshall from the Central Illinois Jazz Society. They are presenting the River City Jazz Festival. It runs tomorrow from noon to 10 p.m. on the Peoria Riverfront. Dick, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Nathan.
And for those who don't already know much about your organization, can you tell us a little bit about the Central Illinois Jazz Society, who you are and what it is you do?
Sure. It's a nonprofit organization. It's been around Peoria since 1978. We do a monthly program of jazz in the area, and we've been at the Landmark Recreation Center for about 5 years now. Prior to that, we were at the Jumers for about 21, 22 years until Jumers closed. So our programs are typically on a Sunday evening, our monthly programs. Typical format is the house band led by Larry Harms. Opens our programs at 6 o'clock, and then they play from 6 till 7, and then we have a guest group that plays from 7:15 till about 8:15 or 8:30.
And those guest groups, those are usually local jazz musicians, local bands?
They are from the Central Illinois area, reaching out to as far as Bloomington, Normal, Champaign, so out to that sort of a distance. And we are with limited funds, and we have very good musicians within this whole region. So we book our programs a year in advance. So we have booked our events through May of next year.
Let's talk a little bit about the jazz festival that's coming up tomorrow. You'll be down on the riverfront, and the format seems to be you're down there for 10 hours from noon to 10 o'clock. And during that time, you've got a bunch of different bands, and they're all kind of coming in and playing 90-minute sets, as it were.
Actually, the first couple of groups are playing a one-hour set.
Okay.
And then we have a half-hour switchover. And actually, this is not just a Jazz Society event. We're a partner with the Peoria Park District.
Okay.
So the Peoria Park District is really the big player in this thing. And we are fortunate to be with them. So we're fortunate that they have facilities there and also a lot of experience holding events on the riverfront. So we're fortunate to be with them. Also, the bands represent a wide range of styles of music, and that's part of how the whole program was arranged.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the range of the music that's going to be on display? I'm familiar with David Hoffman and Preston
sure.
Jackson, and I think a
sure.
lot of people here will be. But
sure.
Like the Laughing Horse Quartet, I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever had a chance to see them or hear them.
Yeah, maybe we can go in the sequence of
sure.
program just to show the range of styles. So we start with the big band, and that's the Central Illinois Jazz Orchestra, and that's led by Dr. Todd Kelly,
okay.
who you know from Bradley University. So this is a big band, typical 17-piece big band, and a lot of them are music educators or retired music educators, so really good big band. So that's one style that people will hear starting at noon. They'll play from noon till about 1 o'clock, and then there'll be about a half-hour break, and then it's the Laughing Horse Quartet that would come on at 1:30. Laughing Horse Quartet is led by Larry Harms, and Larry Harms leads our Jazz Society house band at our monthly programs. Larry's in charge of the jazz program at Illinois Central College, plays with many groups in the area, and he's pulled this group together called Laughing Horse Quartet within the last 6 months to a year or so. That's maybe why you haven't heard that name so much. But when you mentioned Larry Harms, yeah, everybody knows of Larry because he's been around for a long time. So he plays tenor sax with this group. Then the next group is Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project. And Craig has played with the Jazz Society several times in recent years, going back probably 10, 15 years. Craig is from Springfield. And then he brings with him some other musicians, for example, Chip McNeil from University of Illinois is a person that he brings pretty often. I don't know if that's who he's going to have with him. We don't know for sure who's in all these groups.
Right.
But the leader is Craig Russo. But Latin jazz, so that's another style. So we start with big band, then we have Larry with kind of a mainstream combo quartet, and then we have Craig Russo with the Latin jazz, so that'll be a little different style of music. So Craig will start at 3 o'clock. They'll play for 1 hour till about 4. So then David Hoffman would be next. David, well-known in the area. He toured with Ray Charles for 13 years all over the world, and he's also an adjunct professor at Knox College. Teaches throughout Bloomington, Normal, Peoria, Galesburg region. Performs with a lot of different groups.
And I think people in the area who pay attention to jazz, they'll know who David Hoffman is because he does do so much performing.
Sure. So they'll be on at 4:30. They'll play for an hour till 5:30, and then there'll be a half-hour switch. And then at 6 o'clock, it's Preston Jackson and Friends. So another local big name. And with Preston is Judy Page, vocalist. So the others in that group, I'm not sure to name them, but I can guess a couple of them at least, but I won't guess because I don't want to put anybody on the spot. But Judy Page is one of them, vocalist, so that'll be good.
And then you're going to close out with JC and The Redemption. Who are they and what do they bring to the mix?
So with Preston and Judy, we're moving a little towards R&B and jazz mix, a little bit of blues mix. So there'll be a little style change there as we're getting in towards the evening. And then the last group is JC and The Redemption. And the JC is Jeremy Clark, who is a Bradley alum, drummer, plays with a lot of groups, including our house band. He has this JC and The Redemption group, which plays Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Tower of Power, some soul, kind of on the edge of jazz and other styles. So it's not going to be a straight jazz group, but a little more of a late night, big beat kind of a sound. I don't know if I do justice to them, but they're good. A lot of horns and vocalists, too. There's commonly two vocalists with them, and they were in our festival last year.
So it sounds like what you're trying to do across the whole day is not just shine a spotlight on individual performers and individual bands, but you're also trying to give the audience a taste and a sense of the whole range of what jazz encompasses, whether that's big band or smaller quartets or Latin or styles of jazz that start crossing over into funk and soul and rhythm.
Right. And JC and The Redemption could meet all those names that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have pieces of all that.
Now, one of the things that I've found very interesting about the community over the last few years is an attempt on the part of a lot of people to put on events down on the riverfront over the course of the summer on most weekends. So there are a lot of concerts Fridays and Saturday nights, and then there are festivals like this one on the weekends. So was the Jazz Society recruited to organize this event? Was this something that you initiated and you reached out to the Park District?
Actually, the Park District reached to us last year,
and
we held an event last September. That one, the weather had a big effect. It was 20 degrees below normal mid-September, which threw ice on this thing. And it affected the turnout, unfortunately. So this year, again, the Park District wanted to do this, and we did too. So they wanted to do it earlier in the year for multiple reasons. But one was also to get away from the scheduling of a lot of things that are happening later in the season.
Sure.
And also to get away from the chance of a cold night so that they selected this date in June.
Now, speaking of which, there is a chance of some rain over the weekend. The forecast has been changing a lot this past week, but is there a contingency or a backup plan in case the weather's not so good tomorrow?
I'm not aware of one at this point, but we're going to look at that just as it goes along so that we'll just play it along the way. So please come out and hope for no rain and do the no rain dance and just see it through.
Well, now, on the off chance that someone can't make it this weekend or if the show does get rained out, you also have other programs going on throughout the summer, including a whole series of Thursday night concerts that are taking place in July and August. And these have been going on for a few years now. How did these start up? What was the genesis here?
I'm not sure about the mechanics on the beginning of it, but again, the Park District is a big piece of it. And CEFQ is a big piece of it. So as that CEFQ stage was developing, and CEFQ was involved in that whole riverfront entertainment support, then they approached the Jazz Society to help with identifying groups to perform there. So these three groups together, CEFQ, the Peoria Park District, and the Jazz Society, have teamed up on doing this for probably about 10 years now. So that these programs have been on Thursday nights. And our first one this summer is going to be July 9th, and there'll be six Thursdays from then on through mid-August.
And is the Jazz Society the one that reaches out to the musicians and takes care of the scheduling in that way?
We reach to the musicians as really supported through CEFQ and through the Park District, but we reach to the musicians for availability and also, again, to get different mixes of styles for that riverfront environment. and everybody wants to be there. It's a beautiful setting for those that have not done it. On the hottest of nights, if you go to the riverfront, typically it becomes comfortable after a while. So we do it from 7 till 9 p.m. So by that time of the evening, especially when the sun starts getting down behind the buildings, it's very comfortable.
And I've got to say, having attended my share of concerts down on the riverfront, that really is a great way to spend an evening because the sun goes down, it cools down a little bit, you often get a breeze off the river, and it's really kind of magical just to be down there on the river at twilight listening to a good band up on the stage.
Yes, and there's beverages available there. You don't need to even bring a chair. There's chairs there. Some people bring a chair if they want, but they don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Seating's available there.
And just looking over the lineup of the summer concerts that you've got, I see a lot of familiar names like Kevin Hart and Vibe Tribe. David Hoffman is coming back later
yes.
in the summer. And some folks that I'm a little less familiar with, like Four Other Brothers. They're on July 16th.
And a name behind the Four Other Brothers is one you know, and that's Dr. Todd Kelly.
Oh, okay.
This is a group with four trumpets.
Hmm.
So a very talented group. So they were here a couple of years ago on the riverfront. So we had them back and try to get a mix there, Judy Page and Speakeasy. So Illinois Central Jazz Train is a big band that Larry mm-hmm. Harms directs, and they are based out of Illinois Central College, but they're not students. They're really mature musicians. And again, some are music educators, just outstanding musicians, and they don't play straight big band music. They play some unique arrangements, and they play some original music as well. So Larry does a very good job with them.
And for folks who might be interested in learning more about the Jazz Society and getting more involved in your activities throughout the year, what's the best way for them to find you or to reach you?
We have a website as of just this past year, and that is www.cijs.org. So that's for Central Illinois Jazz Society. So www.cijs.org. So there's stuff out there about us, and you could also give me a call at 692-5330. It's a very affordable, inexpensive organization. We're all volunteers. We seek people to get involved.
And this is not necessarily restricted to musicians, anyone who wants to learn more about jazz.
That's true. That's true. And our programs are open to anybody that's interested in music. Period. You don't need to be a member to attend. Programs are all open to the public.
That's Dick Marshall talking about the Central Illinois Jazz Society and the River City Jazz Festival. It runs tomorrow from noon to 10 p.m. at the CEFQ stage on the Peoria Riverfront. Dick, really appreciate it. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Nathan. Happy to be here.
The Great Work Begins Theater Troupe is presenting the Greek drama Antigone this weekend. Set in the aftermath of a civil war, the play is a look at the clash between political authority, family obligations, and personal morality. I'll also be appearing in a small role in this production. There are four performances tomorrow and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. All of those performances are at Camp Wakanda. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Tim Fluga. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.